In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a blessing to see you all this morning. So as all of you know, this has been just a bit of a busy week for us in the Lagakis household, not only for my family, but other families as well, as many of our young people are graduating today, especially from Northview and Southview, so we congratulate all of them. But much of my time and Presbyteria's time has been spent getting ready and thinking about Nicholas's graduation. And one of the things that kept coming into my mind is one word, and that word is goal. I thought about all of these different goals because raising Nicholas, that's what we had in mind for him. We had all sorts of different goals for our son. We wanted him in general to do well. We wanted him to be well behaved. We wanted him to do his best to try and listen to us. And we tried to teach him to be kind and a person who is hopefully helpful to others. As he's gotten older, of course, we have added on other goals that we'd like for him. But there is one goal that I haven't listed yet. There is one item that I haven't mentioned yet. And it is probably the most important goal that he and all of us should have. And it is a goal that I think might change things in our lives, but not only our lives, but the lives of others. And it's a goal as well that could possibly change our society as a whole. And it's found in our words and in the words of our Lord this morning when he says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." It is that simple. Our goal in life is just that. It is to know God through Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Our goal is to have a relationship with him, not a superficial one, but a deep and growing one. And that is where eternal life is found. It is found in knowing him. So today, let us consider this beautiful prayer that our Lord offered. Let us be reminded that our goal is to know God. Our goal is to be in relationship with him. And there we find all it is that we need, all that we need to journey through this life. So our reading again comes from the Gospel according to St. John, and it actually begins right after John's version of the Last Supper. He offers this beautiful prayer, and he does this in the presence of his disciples. And one of the things that we see here is our Lord is kind of outlining his relationship with God the Father. He talks about himself and God having this extreme closeness. He talks about how he has shared everything that the Father has told him. He talks about going back to the Father. He talks to them about unity, that he wants them to be one as he is one with the Father. And all of this shows the relationship that Jesus has with God. This is also why we call today the Sunday of the Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council, because they tried to show that Jesus and the Father are one. The Nicene Creed has as one of its goals to show that Jesus is one with the Father, and there was never a time where Jesus was not. So today we hear to know Jesus is also to know God. And that is why he calls us to have this important relationship with him. He calls us to know God and to have a real but intimate relationship with God as well. I remember a few years ago, I went to the seminary for some meetings. And while we were there, we had a meeting with one of the professors. And this particular professor was the professor of pastoral theology. And he was talking to us about the word intimacy. And he gave this wonderful definition that I had not heard of before. And he said this, he said, "Intimacy means into me you see." And at that time, this was really profound to me because we usually associate the word intimacy with something romantic, a romantic relationship. But really, we are all called to have this kind of relationship with others. We are called to allow people to see into our lives, to really see who we are. By doing that, we develop true and strong relationships. And this is exactly what God has offered to all of us. by sending Jesus to us. He has offered the world a chance, an opportunity to have an intimate relationship with Him. Through Jesus Christ, we have the ability to see into God. We have the ability to see and know what God really is, and we know that God is love. And He has showed this love by offering Himself to us, by dying and raising from the dead for us, by ascending in glory, and by offering us His Holy Spirit. And all of this was done so we could know Him. Think about some of the people that we have been asked to consider throughout these last few weeks. Think about the Samaritan woman, how she grew in knowledge and understanding because she had a conversation with Christ. And it was an intimate one. It was a relationship where Jesus saw exactly who she was. But she also, in honest dialogue, had the opportunity to ask Jesus pointed questions. And this is what a real relationship is all about. Their dialogue brought about more understanding. Their dialogue brought about more knowing. And knowing is eternal life. And we are called to do the exact same thing. We are called to prayerfully look at ourselves and where we are. We are called to set that against the backdrop of the goals that the Scriptures have set for us, the goals our Lord and Savior has set for us. And we are called to see how far away from them are we. We are also called to tell God how we feel, what we understand and what we don't understand. We are called to tell Him honestly when we are confused and when it is that we need help. My friends and my family in Christ, today we are reminded of our true goals as Christians. We are reminded of all the goals we have set for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren. But today we are reminded that the most important goal we have is that of gaining a relationship with Christ. Our first relationship and most important one is with our Lord and Savior. Because knowing Him changes how we see ourselves. Knowing Him changes how we see others. And knowing Him is what He wants most from all of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.